29. British Museum.
The origins of the British Museum lie in the will of the physician, naturalist and collector Sir Hans Sloane, 1660 to 1753, who wanted his collection of more than 71,000 objects, his library and herbarium, to be preserved intact after his death. He bequeathed it all to King George II for the nation, in return for payment of £20,000 to his heirs. The king had little interest, but Parliament, led by the Speaker Arthur Onslow, was persuaded to accept the gift, and an Act of Parliament establishing the British Museum received the royal assent on the 7th of June 1753. This stated that the funds for the purchase and storage of the collections should be raised by public lottery. On the 15th of January 1759, the British Museum opened to the public in Montague House, with visitor numbers of 5,000 a year. Today, it is around 5 million. Sir Robert Smirke designed a new building in the Greek Revival style between 1823 and 1852, and since then many collections have been added, and today it is one of the great museums of the world. The museum is open every day with free entry and has an exciting programme of special exhibitions.
Walk through the museum to join Great Russell Street, turning right briefly before going down Museum Street. At the end, turn left at the junction with Bloomsbury Way, passing St George's Church, Bloomsbury, with the lion and the unicorn climbing, or perhaps fighting, up the tower. There's an interesting exhibition about the area in the Undercroft. Continue to Southampton Place on the right. Cross at the crossing, turn left and then right into the pedestrianised arcade called Sicilian Avenue. Turn right to Holborn Station. Cross High Holborn and continue down Kingsway, turning right along Great Queen Street. Turn left into Drury Lane and almost immediately right into Broad Court. This will bring you out opposite the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, Attraction 31, on Track 31.